We are in Netivot Shalom on Shavuot. Shavuot is coming. It's time to get ready. We've got 2 weeks, Bezrat Hashem, two shiurim, Bezrat Hashem, to prepare. Let's take it from the beginning of Netivot Shalom on Shavuot. We're in Chelek Bet, page Shin Lamed Dalid, Shavuot Ma'amar Rishon, Itzumo Shel Yom. What is the essence of the day of Shavuot? Interestingly, he divides the piece here up into different subheadings. The first subheading is Lo'olam Hashem Divarcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Hashem, forever your words are standing in Shamayim. So let's see what he has to say. Let's see what he has to say. Okay. There we go. Good. Ita b'svarim hakedoshim. D'kishem sha'atorah hakedosha hi nitzchit. The svarim hakedoshim, the holy svarim, say that just like the Torah is nitzchit, just like the Torah is eternal, kach kabalata Torah hi nitzchit. So too is kabalata Torah, so too is the receiving of the Torah eternal. Shebechol shana v'shana, every single year, Yesh bayom hazeh kabbalat haTorah mechudeshet. There's a new receiving of the Torah that happens every single year. And this is through and through in the Netivot Shalom, his whole worldview. The Torah, what happens in Chamisha Chomshei Torah, is not telling us about things that happened at some point in history. They're teaching us lessons for all eternity. Every single holiday is not teaching, is not remembering a moment in history. It's reliving that moment in history every year. So too by Shavuot, if Shavuot is the day we received the Torah thousands of years ago, it means that every single year on that day, every single year of Vav Sivan, we're mamish experiencing Kabbalah Satorah again. What we've been building up to is not a remembrance of Kabbalah Satorah, not a commemoration of Kabbalah Satorah, not a zikaron of Kabbalah Satorah. We've been building up to, where we still are building up to, mamish being preparing ourselves, being mechin, preparing ourselves to literally receive the Torah which is coming down from Shemayim, Bezrat Hashem, in just a couple of weeks.
And
that which we say in Tfilah and in Kiddush, that we call it Zman Matan Toratenu, the day of the receiving of the Torah, the explanation of this isn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a remembrance of giving us the Torah in the past. Ela bechol shana v'shana, hachag hakadosh hazeh hu zman matan toratenu ha'idna. Every single year, this holiday is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah right now. Uvo yordim ha'he'arot shel kabbalat ha'torah. The light of Kabbalah's ha'torah is mamish coming down every single year on Shavuot. V'lachein, therefore, af al pi shebitzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Hayayom Matan Torah B'Zayin Sivan. That's why even though when we left Mitzrayim, the year that we left Mitzrayim, Matan Torah was on Zayin Sivan, was on the seventh day of Sivan. Mikol Makom, Mikre Yom Vav B'Sivan Zman Matan Toratenu. Even so, the Vav Sivan, which is when we, every single year, now, celebrate Matan Torah, is always on Vav Sivan. It's never Zayin, it's always Vav. It doesn't matter because we're not celebrating the day the Torah was given. We're celebrating the day that the Torah is being given. So on that year it was Zayin Sivan. On this year it's Vav Sivan. It doesn't matter. Because we're not commemorating the past. We're celebrating the present. We're celebrating the renewal of Kabbalah Satorah, the brand new Kabbalah Satorah that's mamish happening right now in the present. El Isman bo mitchadeshet bechol shana nitna haTorah lefi ador hashana vanefesh. Every single year, the Torah is given anew, in accordance with, in sync with, that generation, that unique moment in history, the souls of this generation. Can you imagine last year, imagining the Kabbalah's Torah of this year? Many of you may not even have memories of Shavuos of last year, depending on what your high school Shavuos experience was. Shavuos is not the most exciting holiday if you're not so into Torah. It's a night where everybody goes to shul, learns all night, passes out in the morning, sleeps through the day. I mean, for many of us, I certainly remember in my high school experience of Shavuot, I don't know if I had much of one. There are certain communities, I know that the big thing is to go shul hopping, not to get different Torah from different rabbis and different shuls, but to get different food from different shuls, and each shul has different food, to make sure that you make a stop by them and make sure that it's a scene. And that's it. What is Shavuot? So you can imagine, can you ever imagine a year from now, you had mama spent a year in seminary, you spent a year learning Torah, you spent a year getting connected to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What your Kabbalah's Torah this year is going to be like, it's going to be totally different. Kal v'chomer b'minoshal kal v'chomer, that the world this year is going to go through Shavuot and Kabbalat HaTorah totally differently. And the Torah that we're receiving now is going to be the Torah of how to move forward in a whole new reality. Is a Torah of how to move forward in a whole new matzav of this world, of whether it's a world of isolation, whether it's a world of social distancing, whether it's a world of shul or no shul, whatever. Meaning, the Torah is coming down, the Torah of the Yechidim. The Torah of every single person sitting down. What is Limud HaTorah going to be this year? Of everybody sitting at their desks, in their houses, in their rooms. B'zrat Hashem, not for so much longer, but even if it's only for a little bit longer. The way that's going to change us, the way that Kabbalah's Torah needs to be. To connect with my Sfarim. To connect on audio with my Shiurim. To connect with a world, with a whole wide world of Torah learning. Via Zoom and other platforms. Of all years, the Kabbalah's Torah that's coming down this year, we have to redefine Torah. We've been redefining Torah for the last 3 months. The Kabbalah's Torah this year is going to be a totally different Kabbalah's Torah because of what we put into it over Sfirat HaOmer. All of Sfirat HaOmer has been during this incredibly trying period, this incredibly tumultuous period. And the Kabbalah's Torah itself will be in that same time period as well. So we're not remembering the Kabbalah's Torah that was. We've been working, as we've been talking about, all Sfirat HaOmer to purify ourselves from the Kabbalah Torah. Not just from the Kabbalah Torah that was, from the Kabbalah Torah that is, the Torah Mechudeshet of this year. That's what we're walking into. A Torah, Kabbalah's Torah that's correlated to, as he says, the generation, Begadol, the soul generation, this particular year, this particular time, this particular tikkufah, and each one of us, every single soul of Kal Yisrael that's here in this world now and learning Torah now, the Torah has to come down for us. That's what we're working to receive, that's what we're going to experience on, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Shavuot this year, just a couple of weeks. Somebody asks, how is it a renewal of Torah if the Torah stays the same every year? So that's the Chiddush here. That's exactly the point. The Torah, the Gemara says, we've quoted this in many other Shirim, it's such a fundamental Gemara and it's such a life-altering Gemara. It says that in Gemara, in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, I believe, it's Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, that the word, in the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, it could have said, Ani Hashem Elokecha, but instead it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And there's nothing superfluous, there's no extra words, there's no extraneous words or letters in the Torah. Certainly not in the Aseret HaDibrot, certainly not the first word of the Aseret HaDibrot, that we as Klal Yisrael heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he could have said, Ani Hashem Elokecha, he would have. Why did he add in Anochi? Why did he add in the Chaf? Why Anochi Hashem Elokecha? So the Gemara says there, the Gemara didn't say it, you mamish couldn't say it. It would be heresy to say such a thing if the Gemara didn't say it. But the Gemara says it and it's true and has to understand it. That Anochi is an acronym for Ana Nafshi Ketivat Yahavit. I, my soul, says God, I, my soul, that I write and give. Whatever that means. I, my soul, I took my soul, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, and I wrote it into the Torah. The Torah is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow, so to speak. And what that means is the Torah is infinite. And so, in response to the question, the Torah is infinite. And so every year, another one of the infinite facets of Torah, infinite expressions of the source of Torah, expresses itself in the world. The document may be finite, and even then that's not so simple. But the document may be finite, but its expression in the world comes from an infinite source and has an infinite ways of expressing itself in reality. And every year it brings out a whole new facet in the world based on us, based on the Lom de Torah of the world, based on the Jews of the world who are meant to learn that Torah, bring that Torah inside of them and express that Torah. It's a personal Kabbalah Satorah for every single one of us. It's a national Kabbalah Satorah for this year, us, this Jewish people at this time, in this place, in this matzav. That's what we're going to experience. Ukedita, first word line is Meha Arizal, three lines up from the bottom of the paragraph, the first paragraph. Mem He Aleph, Reish Yud Zayin Lamed, Meha Arizal. Hala Pasuk, Moshe Yidaber, Va'alokim Ya'anenu Bekol. The Pasuk says by Kabbalah Satorah that Moshe would speak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer in a voice. Moshe Diber Lokediv, it doesn't say Moshe Diber, Moshe spoke, past tense. It says Moshe Yidaber. Mazem Moshe Yidaber. Remes lehatchut kabbalat rosh b'chol shana. Yidaber is in future tense. Moshe will speak, hinting to the fact, says the Arizal, that Moshe will continue to speak. Moshe will speak in every single year, every generation, and give over the Torah for that generation. Moshe is talking to us. This Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing the Luchos, bringing down the Torah. He's speaking it to you. To you, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to me, to all of us. The Torah that was meant for us, that we need to hear, that we need to accept, that we need to internalize, that we need to live this year. It's a brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. Brand new Kabbalah HaTorah. We talked about this in other shiurim, but to reemphasize the point, you know, there are so many ways that we used to, just a few months ago, we used to serve God differently. I mean, we used to all be in Eretz Yisrael together. We used to be in seminary together. We used to be able to go to Minyan. We used to be able to go to chasnas. We used to be able to go to weddings. We used to be able to go to less happy occasions. We can come together as Klal Yisrael in the same way. And so what we're doing here, there's the possibility for national depression in that way. I miss Minyan. You know, people are just crying to go back to Minyan. The same people who are crying to get out of Minyan every day are crying to get back to Minyan now. I just want to get to shul and daven in a shul. We all just want to get back to shul. Even those of us in Eretz Yisrael, we can have minyanim outside right now with 19 people. Okay, we're in Beit Shemesh right now. It's 105 degrees outside. It's not so pleasant. It's a heat wave right now for 2 weeks. 105 degrees outside. And trust, and Baruch Hashem, that means there's still going to be shul politics this Shabbos afternoon. I went to go outside into daven. Mincha. So there were 10 guys. But while we were waiting for the 10 to show up, because it was so hot, so 8 guys, in violation of the law, so they went inside of the shul building. So he said, all right, so there's 8 guys inside. I stood outside, so we're staying outside. So let's start. There's 10 of us. Let's go. Whatever. Who cares? Everybody has their own thing. Like, what are you going to do? And the 8 guys inside said, no, we'll only start if there's 10 people in one place. And the majority of us are inside the shul, so you two come in. We were like, no, we're not allowed to go in the shul. We're standing out here. If you want to go in, that's fine. Well, daven like this is fine. Yeah, it's nice that you want to have the chachila 10 guys in the same place, so come out in the heat with us. We're supposed to be. Meaning like, Kilu, we're all struggling in our own way. Even the ones of us who are able to daven in the are struggling in our own way. Kilu, it's a whole different matzav. It's a whole different reality. And there's a sense of, Kilu, I just miss the way things were. I just want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to be sitting in my classroom, in Tiferet, in the classroom. I just want to go back to my classroom. I'm tired of the study. I'm tired of my bedroom. I'm tired of sitting on the porch just to switch things up. I'm tired of, one person last week, I'm tired of lying down on the trampoline outside just to change things up, to have a little bit of a different sense of you know, a different room to learn in. I just want to go back to seminary. I just want to go back to the room. I want to go back to the classroom. I just want to go back to shul. I don't want to have conversations, you know, before shir about graduations on Zoom. I want to go to my friend's graduation in real life. I want to go celebrate somebody's chasna in real life and not watch it on Zoom. And the answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here, and that means that the avoda is to do this here right now. And you know what that requires? A hichadshus of Torah, a brand new Torah. Not chas v'shalom, a new Torah like other strains of so-called, you know, Orthodox Judaism or religious Judaism are creating new Torahs. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's speaking to us, the Torah anew. And he's talking to us about how to connect him by learning at my desk. And he's talking to us about how to connect him by learning online. And he's talking to us about how to connect to him by emphasizing the mitzvot of kibud av va'im, by emphasizing the mitzvot of dibuk chavirim and taking care of my friends who are down by FaceTime and by Zoom and by other platforms. And it's the Torah of the mitzvot that I've neglected. It's the Torah of, you know, my Rebbe said the other day, to give a little chizuk, he gave a 2-minute video and he sent it out. My it was great, so weird to hear him, just to give a little 2 minutes of chizuk. He said, we're all not going to Minyan, so you know what? You don't have to walk to Minyan, so take a little bit of time and sit down, and before you daven, meditate on the fact for a second that you're about to daven. That yes, it's crazy that we can't go to Minyan. But when you go to Minyan, you have to run and keep up, and you're worried about this, you're worried about that, and making Baruch Hu, and Shmona Esrei, and Kedusha, and Kaddish, and too fast, and too slow, and the guys in my seat, and the Makom Gavuah, and all this shtiyot. So we don't have that right now. So there's a hishchadshus of Torah right now. And that's going to be coming down this Shavuos. To the person who asked the question, to have the same Torah, but to relate to it totally differently, because it's relating to us totally differently. Kaddish Baruch Hu is saying, live the same Torah. But I'm going to give it to you fresh, new, fresh eyes. A whole new way of thinking about Torah. You're receiving a whole new layer of Torah. And you're going to live it in a whole different way. You're going to live the Torah of the Yachid. You're going to live the Torah of family. We've so many of us lost what family means. So many of us may not even understood how much we lost what family means. And the connection of family now is so much stronger, Bezrat Hashem, by so many families. But it's so different. I know my kids so differently now. I know the flow of my family so differently now. Because I'm not running to leave and to Tiferet and prepping in between and this and that and the other thing. And I miss it. But I know my family so differently. There's a different Torah of the family. And I wouldn't have the schus every day to sit down with my daughter when she comes back from school and learn Hilchos Brachos every single day at the table. Just me and her have special Abba and Eliza time. And I also wouldn't be refreshing my Hilchos Brachos and being mechazik, my Hilchos Brachos. We're being mekabel a different Torah. The same Torah, but a different facet of it. Open yourself up to it. Let's open ourselves up to it. Of all years, we can respect the fact, understand the fact, internalize the fact, connect with the fact differently, that we're accepting a different facet of Torah. Tof. That was a whole paragraph. Let's see if we can get a little further. Let's see. I'll stop talking about the Tikvot Shalom talk a little bit. So he says, next paragraph. Ukeshem sheyuredet bayom hazeh, hayara shel etzem matan Torah. And just like that on this day comes down the light, this new light of the essence of Matan Torah, Kach yordim kam gam kol hagiluyim shayu bekabalat haTorah. Also comes down, all of the revelations of Matan Torah are also coming down on Vav Sivan this year, of Shavuos this year. Hakolot vaabrakim ushari nenei kabalat haTorah shem kulam nitzchiim. The sounds and the thunder and the lightning and everything else about Matan Torah, it's all coming down. They're all eternal. This Shavuos, the thunder, the lightning, the sounds, the shaking, it's all coming down this year also. Just like as is well known, when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, when the Baal Shem Tov would learn with his Talmidim, when the students would sit down to learn with the Baal Shem Tov was giving over the Torah. He was mamish drawn down from Kabbalah Torah from Har Sinai. The students would hear, they would see the thunder and hear the lightning of Kabbalah Torah before he would start to speak, because they were mamish back in Kabbalah Torah. That was what it was like to sit in front of the Baal Shem Tov. Because Kabbalah Satorah is eternal. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells every single one of us, every single Jew, we all have the capacity to open ourselves up in the Kabbalah Torah always. You sit in front of the Baal Shem, your mamish feel Kabbalah Satorah. You come into Shavuos, you can mamish feel Kabbalah Satorah. You can mamish be sitting at the base of our Sinai and see the Torah coming down, see the seven heavens open up, and hear the sounds. You could see the sounds and hear the sights like in Matan Torah. That's what we're able to do. Ulefi ze gama bechina shedarshu chazal say. Shalhei ta'anit. Ala pasuk. Tse'ena ure'ena benot tzion. B'melech shlomo ba'atara sh'atra lo imo b'yom chatunato. As the pasuk says, it's quoted from Shir HaShirim, quoted in Masechet Ta'anit. It says, go out and see the daughters of Tzion, the king, Melech Shlomo, with the crown that was put on his head on the day of his chasen, on the day of his wedding. Says Gemara Ta'anit, Zeh Matan Torah. The day of the Chasna, the day of the wedding between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Matan Torah. V'chein B'Medrash, the Medrash says, B'yom Chatunato Zeh Sinai, the day of the wedding between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Matan Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously, beautifully, he adorns this gorgeous mountain with beautiful flowers and foliage and these gorgeous colors. And he holds it up over our heads and makes the most beautiful chuppah in the history of the Jewish people. In the history of the world. He holds the mountain over our heads. He's going to hold it up over our heads again. As we renew our vows on Shavuos. He's going to hold the mountain over our heads. The most beautiful chuppah of all time. And we're going to go and reconnect. Renew our vows. Reestablish that marriage with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Through the document that connects us. To the ketubah that connects us. Which is the Torah. Gam b'chol shana v'shana, every single year, kayam b'yom ha-kadosh ha-zecha ha-kashavot. This is the same thing happens every year on Shavuos. B'chinat yom chatunato, this aspect of the wedding day of us coming back to the wedding with the Kodesh Baruch. V'inei b'yom chatunato yish gam b'chinat v'yitein mas'at ki'ar ha-melech. And on the day of the wedding, so too, like it says in Esther, that on this day of joy, so the king would go out and the king would give whatever, when the king would get married. When the king gets married, the king mamish opens up the treasuries, opens up the treasure troves, and anything you want, he's giving. It's mamish, the everything's open, the gates are open when the king gets married. Anything you want, you can get. The king is mamish, just wants to give on the day of his wedding. Shebiyom chatunato notin amelach matanot bligvu. That on the day of the king's wedding, mamish, he gives endless gifts. Omnam. So he gives endless gifts. Again, to recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting married to us this day, not only are we getting married to him, but also to recognize the tremendous opportunity that a Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give and to give and to give. That's all he wants to do. Somebody asked, so then why don't we fast? I don't know, why would we fast? Why don't we fast leading into the wedding? Is that the question? Is that the question? I don't know. Give it one more second. Why don't we fast? Yeah, because people fast their wedding days. Toby, I'm curious. I wonder if there is maybe some sort of minhag that people fast Erev Shavuot. I'm curious if there is such a minhag. I'm not familiar with it, but it could be. But on the wedding day itself, you don't fast. Meaning, leading into the wedding, you fast. But the second the couple gets married, they eat in the yichud room, they eat at the meal, they say hamotzi, it's a whole seuda. So it could be, I wonder if there is some sort of minhag somewhere out there to fast leading into Shavuot, but not on Shavuot itself. Not on Shavuot itself. There it's mamish simcha gedola, we're all having a seuda, enjoying the seuda's chasna between us and the Kadosh Baruch. Now that being said, if the king is getting married and the whole treasury of the king is opened up, says in the Sivo Shalom, omnam yesh ani. In life, you have two types of people who relate to that situation. There's poor people, shasagatav ketanot ma'od, whose grasp of the potential here is very small. That the poor person, when he goes and he mamish, he fights like mamish is getting on the 417 in the bus stop by the Tachanah Merkazit in Yerushalayim. Mamish elbowing and pushing and shoving his way through to get on that bus. If anybody's ever been on the 417, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's the same. The Ani mamish, he fights to get to the king to ask for his needs. The Ani's got nothing. He mamish fights and elbows his way on that day to get to the king to ask him for what he needs. He gets to the king and says, King, I'm so poor, I just want some bread. I just need some bread, I just need to live, I just need to eat. Top of the next column. And everybody's standing there, in the chamber of the king, in the throne room of the king. They all burst out laughing. You elbowed your way in on the day of the chasna, and you're face to face with the king. You can ask for anything. And you ask for bread? That's all you ask for? Your mamish made it. You could have anything in the world. And all you ask, Mikilu, it's sad that your mind is so small, that your situation is so difficult, that all you can think to ask for is a loaf of bread? Katnut ka'ele atam evakesh me'amelach, something so small, that's what you ask from the king? You could have asked for so much riches. You'd never be poor again a day in your life. And you ask for bread. And all you can do is ask for bread. Al derech zeh, that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is by all of us. Take this, bring this with you, hold it close on Shavuos night. Davka, if you can't go to shul, you can't go to shul dav, and you're not going to go to shul for all night learning or whatever it is, and there's no Zoom because it's yantif. Hold this close, because each one of us has to have a different Kabbalah Torah this year. Hold this lesson close. Al derech zeh beyomatan Torah shu yom chatunato. In this way, on Matan Torah, which is the day of the chasna, the day of the wedding of the king, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, melech mochei mochei mekadosh baruch Hu. What we need to do is turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we're in Shmona Esrei, and it's dafka in the Shmona Esrei of the Shlosh Regalim, the Shmona Esrei of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. It says this lashon: V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu et Birkat Moadecha. Mazeh v'hasiyenu, hasiyenu lasi. Load us up with the bracha of this Moed. Load us up with the bracha of Shavuos. When you say that line this year, in your room, in the living room, in the basement, wherever you're davening, even if you're davening 90 people outside in shul, in the heat, when you're davening this year, to think about that, load us up with the bracha of this moed, the bracha davka of this moed, of Shavuos. And ta bracha shel chag haShavuot, load us up with the bracha of Shavuos. She v'yikravta mincha charasha l'adonai. What is the bracha here? What are we doing here? We talked about this in Sfiras HaOmer, that Dafka uniquely on Shavuot is one of only two times where we would ever bring bread. We ever bring a korban of bread in the Beis HaMikdash, the korban Toda and on Shavuot. that we bring this lechem, this mincha chadasha laHashem. It's phrased in the Torah as this brand new korban to Hashem. Because there's the hischadus of Torah. There's this renewal of Torah. Mincha shalit chadus. It's a mincha. It's a korban of hischadus. It's a korban of renewal. It's a korban of something totally different. It's the first time. I'm tasting this new Torah for the first time. Sheitchadesh la'adam acher l'chalutin. The Mishamam speak become somebody totally new to the Torah that we're receiving. That's totally new. V'gam im lo kiyam et kabbalat haTorah shel hashana kodemet. And even if we didn't fulfill, we didn't totally receive the Torah last year. Shetiyeh kabbalat haTorah chadasha b'vchinat b'yom chatunato. That this year we're going to mamash be mekabel the Torah. Maybe last year I was still in high school and I didn't understand. Maybe last year I was my first year in Eretz Yisrael and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know exactly what to learn. I didn't know what was going on. It was the end of my first year of teaching. Everybody's got their own, whatever their last year was. But this year, Yom Chatunato. This year, if I'm able to go out and I'm going to daven my kishkas, and if I'm sitting at home and I'm learning by myself, or I'm davening by myself, be yechidus. Reframe it. Don't think to myself of years before what it was like on Shavuos. It's a new Shavuos. It's a new Ischachus. And this year, where I'm getting married to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, instead of I'm joining together with all of Klal Yisrael Mamish and all 100, 200, 3 of us in the shul, are joining together to mekabel the Torah. This year, forget about it. I'm closing my door, and I'm mamish going to be in the cheder yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to go into the cheder, I'm going to dance, I'm going to sing and dance in Maariv, I'm going to eat my meal with the family, and then I'm going to go, and I'm going to go into the room, I'm going to close the door, I'm going to open up a sefer, and I'm going to close that door, like the first time, Bezrat Shem, B'Shat V'Mustachat, when you close and lock that door in your cheder yichud with your husband for the first time, when you go into yichud with your husband for the first time, after the chuppah, I'm going to go and lock my door, and I'm going to be in Michidas with a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. Different Kabbalah Satorah L'Gamri. Totally different Kabbalah Satorah. Embrace the beauty of what this year brings. Embrace the beauty of the Hischad Satorah of this year. K'mamar Chazal, Alakol, Alakatuv, Toratziva lanu Moshe, Morasha kilat Yaakov. Moshe commanded us the Torah, it's an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. Al tigre morasha, don't read it as an inheritance. Elam orasa, it's the engagement. It binds us together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah. Vainu shatorah kadosha shichal yot etel yudi b'vchinat irusim nisun, that when we receive the Torah, it has to be like mamish in marriage. It's mamish, that's the ketubah that's binding us together. And to link it back to what he was saying before, don't be the ani. Don't go into your room and say, this year, I hope, Bezrat Hashem, to finish Chumash. This year, I hope, Bezrat Hashem, that after going through, you know, all of this Zoom, that I can at least be awake for Zoom in June for 2 weeks. That's not what you should be davening for. You shouldn't be davening for that I should keep learning a sefer over the summer. Think big. Don't be the ani. Don't let the malachim laugh at us. Don't let the court of the malachim laugh at us. We can. It's Kabbalah Satorah. The Torah is coming down. Turn and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year, all of Tanakh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year, I did a few prakim of Mesilas Yesharim, all Mesilas Yesharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year, all Derech Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year, all Miftav Me'Eliyahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year, all Living Inspired, all of the collective works of Ari Kaplan. Whatever it is that your thing is. This year, I've listened to 2 shirim, and I loved the series, but it had 35 shirim in it, and it was too, no, all, the whole series. Mamish, one day, for one month, I'm going to listen to 1 shir, the whole shir series. Think big. Think big. Don't be the ani, don't ask for pas lechem, don't ask for a loaf of bread. Ask for a feast. Ask for a feast of ruchnius. Ask for mamish, the whole Torah. To really come in. To connect to it, to learn it, to understand it, to internalize it, to let it light you up in a way that it never did before. I always loved the fact. I always thought it was so beautiful that it works out this way, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu works things out this way. That more or less the end of the seminary and yeshiva year, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, or Shana Yud Gimel, doesn't matter. You know, in the American yeshivas, is Shavuot. It's a very humbling thing to reflect on. You didn't receive the Torah this year. I want you to think about it differently. You didn't receive the Torah at all this year. This whole year was Sfiras HaOmer. You just went through 8 months of working on yourself to be ready to finally, at the end of Shana Aleph, celebrate Shana Aleph. Not saying that you accomplished anything. Not like the secular world and all these secular graduations that we talked about before class started. Look at what you've accomplished. No, Judaism says, no, that's not how Judaism works. We're not celebrating what you accomplished. We're celebrating the fact that you spent a year that now, finally, after a year of seminary, now you're ready to start learning Torah. Now you're ready to be makabel the Torah and start learning it. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. This is an incredible seminary. It was an incredible year. I think it's true of every year that it's a humbling reminder that this whole year I've been working to get to the final culmination of my Shana Aleph, my Shana Bet, whatever it is. And the culmination of that year is, okay, now I'm ready to be makabel the Torah. Let's start learning. And let me ask for the whole thing, because whatever I ask for, that's what I'm going to be learning the whole year. That's my Talmud Torah for the whole year. That's my gift of Torah for the whole year. That's what we have the opportunity for. That's the gift that we have standing in front of us. V'asiyinu, load us up with the brach of the Moed HaChag HaShavuot. Load us up with Torah. Don't think small, think big. Don't think you're far away. You can draw mamish next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can mamish connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whole different way. Open your hearts up. I know you have to be here for class and for credits and screen beyond, you're taking notes. Open up your hearts for a second. This Shavuos, I'm going to be makabel the Torah. This Shavuos, I want to be makabel the Torah. I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want the whole thing. And then to sit b'yichidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sit in the cheder yichud, and shmuz with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and start that dialogue. The Aseres HaDibros, it's a dibor. The world was created with ma'amaros. The world was created with 10 sayings. God spoke the world into being, but he wasn't talking to anybody. There was nobody there. And it was all waiting for Matan Torah, where there's a service that Dibros, not Mamaros, Dibros, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to talk. He finally has somebody to talk to. And on Shavuos, we start the Dibor. We start the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not talking at us. He's not talking at the... He's talking with us. He's talking to us. He's whispering Torah in our ears. He's lovingly whispering the Torah into our ears. His deepest secrets, the secrets of his soul, so to speak. Adon Hashiki Divati Aviv is giving his soul to us. We're getting married to him. We're connecting to him. We're sitting in the Cheder Yichud and we're starting to begin to really get to know each other through the Torah, which is the access point to Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see if we can get a more paragraph. Od haya begiluim hagedolim shel ma'amad kabbalat Torah kedita b'medrash. Also in the tremendous revelation that was at Matan Torah, it says in the Medrash, She Yisrael nit'alu az ad lebichinat malachim. That Yisrael were able to raise themselves up, were raised up on Matan Torah to the level of malachim, to the level of, in English, angels. Malachim. Kimo dichtiv, ani amarti elokim atem uvnei alyon kolchem. I said that you were godly and you were like the children of on high, you were like malachim at Matan Torah. V'rav HaKadosh, Rav Baruch Mimezhbetz, said, Amar al Amar Chazal, Shekol dibor v'dibor shiatzah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chazru Yisrael le'achoreihem yud bet mil. That every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak, the Jewish people would be thrown back 12 mil. They would be thrown all the way back. Migodel ha'pachad b'shom'ah mipi ha'gvura. Because of the fear, the shaking, the fear, the trembling of hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, the Ma'arish were thrown back miles. Vayu malachei Hashem medadinotam, and the malachei Hashem would come and they would catch them and push them back. Shnemar malachei tzvakot, yidudin yidudin, al tigre yidudin el yidadun. The malachim would mamash push them back to Matan Torah. Shetzaak harav hakadosh, eich heizu malachei hasharet leitkarev el hagufim hakadoshim shel Yisrael. The malachim, what are they? They were mamash, just they were, all they want to do is get close to the bodies of the malachim. Were spiritual, they just want to get close to the bodies of Klal Yisrael that had experienced Tzvar Hashem in this world. They were flying to get close to us. Kafisha Yubimatan Torah. The Malachim want to be close to us. We're mamish. We're in this world connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hearing the Var Hashem. The Malachim are envious of us. V'achar kach eshiv al kach. Yidudin hu milashon da'at. V'haynu shekol yinikat ha-malachim. Hi me'avodah shel Yisrael. That it's also, that also it's a lashon of, that they would get their sustenance. They would draw down their sustenance. That the entire sustenance of the Malachim comes from the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. The Kashir Parchani Shmatan Shal Yisrael, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu would speak and they would fly back 12 mil, and their souls would fly out of their bodies, and the Malachim would push the souls back in. that when their souls would fly out of their bodies, Netzar kol ha-shefa be'olamot elyonim, meaning the second that our, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak each one of the dibrot, it was so powerful, it didn't just throw us back, our souls mamish left our bodies. And so the Malachim came and pushed the souls back in. And what he's saying here is, that when our souls left our bodies, everything up in the upper realm stopped. Everything mamish stopped. And the Malachim were freaking out because everything in the realm stopped, because if we're not here, there's nothing has any reason to exist. Everything exists because of us. So when our souls left our bodies, the Malachim freaked out because they would cease to exist. And so they came and pushed our, they mamish pushed our souls back into our bodies to keep us alive. So they could keep existing also. Sheish l'mod mehasheila v'atshuva hazo. Top of the next column. Be'ezeh dargav voha yisrael be'ev kalatzot. Recognize just what the level that we are at Kabbalah's Torah. That we're such a spiritual level that mamish, our bodies are falling away and we're mamish just a neshama. On Shavuos, we're mamish just a living neshama. Uketi'ita shekvar haya ra'oi lihiyot az hatikur agamor, to the point where it's brought down in the Svarim that at that time, had they lived up to Kabbalah's Torah, we could have gone back to Gan Eden and gone on to Olam Haba. To wrap up, to reiterate, we're coming to Kabbalah Satorah. It's a brand new Kabbalah Satorah. We're in a tremendously lofty place. That last paragraph said, we're mamas neshamas. Let our neshamas out. Let your neshama out. I have to let my neshama out. And to let our neshamas out, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to receive the Torah, and to think big, to ask big. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our chassan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chassan of Klal Yisrael. And to turn to that person who we love, and we can mamish ask for everything. And the only thing that matters is being close to him. And the only thing that matters is his Torah, which is the means to get close to him. Think big, ask to bring down so much of this new Torah that our world needs, that I need, that you need, that we all need. Mizrat Shem will be zocha to bring down that Torah, to internalize the Torah, to mamish bekabel that brand new facet of the Torah, make it a part of ourselves, and go into the beginning of our first year, the year after Shana Aleph. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. We'll continue on next week. Shkoach, everybody.